WADK. And it's Bruce Newberry. Joining me is Martha Parker. And Martha, I'm getting the wind speed in knots, not in kilometers.
Thank you very much.
I know it's a big thing for you.
Every time they give me that wind speed in knots per hour, I'm like, what is that?
I get confused with it myself, but we're old school around here.
And it's bad enough when I'm in Europe and I'm driving in kilometers. I'm like, now how fast am I going?
I'm doing 100. Wait a minute.
I need to tell you a great story. Years ago in 1989, when we went down to the second Ultimate Yacht Race and we were selling the merchandise in Texas, in Corpus Christi, I had a woman who was working with me. There were three of us and we were taking turns driving. So on the way home, we're driving through Texas and she had the great British accent. She's like, oh, officer, I'm sorry, was I doing something wrong? And he was like, well, you were speeding. She's like, I was. And then she just goes into this whole thing about how she got confused because of kilometers and everything else. And she was, I was trying to figure that out. And he let her off. Oh my God. I was relieved, thinking that I might be responsible for paying a speeding ticket. But I'm like, I've never been able to get off of a speeding ticket. You know, oh my God.
Now you know what to do.
A bloody heck, yeah.
Well, we are kind of talking global here because we are following the Vendee Globe race that's going on. And how many miles to the finish?
Okay, so the first place boat here, this is great. So the first place boat is here and it is Alex Thompson. And he has 21,272.4 nautical miles to go.
To the finish.
How's that waking up to?
Oh, man.
And that's nothing compared to the poor person who is in 32nd, who has 24,102 miles to go. That's like, oops, where are we going?
But you know what? There have been times when you're trying to get across the bay, whether even just the East Passage, you're on that Pell Bridge, or you're just off Goat Island or somewhere, and you say, I'm never going to get across this today.
Yeah, right. Just think, how's my food supply and my water meter? Yeah, no, they're doing great. It's interesting. I'm sure that the boats out front, Alex Thompson is in first, Thomas Ruyant is in second, and Charlie Dallin's in third. I'm very happy to report Sammy Davies, she is in eighth place right now, just kicking everyone's butt out for the other ones behind her, but she's staying right up there in the front of the pack. So that's really exciting. And she's a great person, a great sailor. So that is really good news. But their average right now, Alex's average speed is, It's 13. No, I'm sorry. His average speed is 16.99 knots. So he's kicking along and doing well. So it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool to be watching this, and God bless them. But Alex has just gone over the equator, so we know that the equator equates potential doldrums. Hmm. So we'll see if he says what we commonly say in sailing parks or gets stuck in the parking lot. Mm-hmm. And that's when there's no breeze, and you're trying to figure out, are you going forwards? Are you going backwards? Are you just going sideways? You're not even sure sometimes because you're just following the flow of the water. But yeah, it'll be interesting. It's a great thing to follow, and I would say now that Alex is 10 days in, he probably has going for the record. He would be 66 days left. So there's a lot that can happen in that time.
Definitely. So I mean, we're talking about these tens of thousands of miles. When are they expected to finish?
In 66 days.
66. Okay.
That would be the first boat finishing is in 66 days. Then you're probably going to have a period of, I would say, 3.5 weeks to have everybody else come in. Because remember, there's all different classes, and you've got two foiling classes. So they're definitely, they should be going faster once you get into their conditions and their point of sale that they're going to be going. So we'll look and see it. Yeah.
Wow. So we're talking February, March. Right. Holy cow.
Right. Right. Let's hope for that person in the back end, it doesn't go to April.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. Although that's one way to escape all of the virus and stuff. Just stay out there.
Well, you are certainly quarantining.
Definitely.
And I hope that when they hit the dock, they don't have to quarantine.
Hopefully. I mean, think about that. Think about being out there on a race like that, a voyage like that. And by the time they get through, there could be a vaccine.
Well, absolutely. And it could be, they could get right into it, but it always does laugh when we have boats coming into Newport and they've been out in the ocean for 7 days. And then they're told that they have to quarantine for a 7 day period. I'm like, where do you think they were?
Right. They've been, that's an excellent point.
they actually already just quarantined.
They
for,
just not did. Right.
Exactly. It's not like that turtle they saw. It's going to give them COVID, but you never know.
You never know.
I just always love how people just don't understand what they're asking somebody. I mean, I get it if you're driving around and you've been with other people, but when you're doing a delivery on a boat, you're usually with four people and that's it. Nobody else.
That may be the lesson of the day, Martha. I'm going to keep that one in mind. That may just be the lesson of the day for all of us.
Right.
I like it a lot.
Oh, my God.
So, but, you know, it's all of this sailing and sail racing and just coordinating and things. It's choreography, isn't it? I mean, you're choreographing.
You are choreographing. And I always love to say that when we're going around the race course, especially around the buoys and the marks, it is a beautiful choreography. Because if you get that sail up, the other one down, and you're off and going, it is a flawless dance.
So absolutely. That's why it just kind of makes sense that there would be a connection between sailing and ballet, which you make beautifully.
Well, I my classical ballet training all my youth has been the basis of all of my athletics. Absolutely. I think it's one of the best things that you can do and learn.
So true. And these days you spend a lot of time at the head of the Island Moving Company, board chair. So can we ask you a little bit about what may be happening with what we usually look forward to with the IMC for this season?
Yes, absolutely. Well, unfortunately, we know that there are no in-person indoor performances going on, and everyone's being very conscientious of that. And we did do an amazing performance at Blythewell Mansion I don't even know what time it is, but probably a month and a half, 2 months ago, and it was beautiful. But now, since we can't do anything, we did a movie, which was Out of Ruin. And I think I mentioned that, Bruce. It's already been entered into multiple film festivals.
Yeah.
But our amazing artistic and executive and team and dancers have come together, and they are doing a Nutcracker Through the Eyes of Tess. So we always do our Nutcracker at the Breakers and the, at Rosecliff.
Right.
And the little girl who grew up in Rosecliff was named Tess. So that's, we don't have a Clara, we have a Tess. So the Preservation Society and Island Moving Company have now collaborated and done a mini film of the Nutcracker, and it is through Tess's eyes and how it opens up and how she grows through this entire experience. And it's a 30-minute film. We are going to have a world premiere on December 10th down at Bowen's Wharf under a tent with heat. But it is a limited capacity because of the COVID.
Sure.
But it is very, very exciting. And I will find out more information and share with everybody. I just think that the collaboration is wonderful. That is one thing that Mickey Olson has done the entire 38 years that she has had the Island Moving Company as a professional ballet, contemporary ballet company. And the collaboration is where the filming has been done at all these different locations around Newport. So what a wonderful thing. Outdoor, some indoor. So getting inside some of the mansions, as well as I know that green animals was used for outdoor.
Nice.
And I'm excited. I have not seen any photographs or anything of it yet. So we are just all excited as board members for Island Women Company, as well as just the whole IMC community. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful experience that we will have and be able to keep forever. So it's pretty neat.
That is pretty neat. Well, definitely keep us posted, and we'll look for all of the news that we can about that. So we will have at least a presence from Island Moving Company, and we will do a nutcracker like no other in this year, like no other.
Yes, and I can actually tell you that there is some really cool news, and it will be broadcast on the Rhode Island PBS station.
Oh, no kidding!
And I will get those dates. Yeah. How neat is that?
That is neat. Well, that's the dividend out of all of this, where we're getting access to things that we didn't get access to before. We've been talking about the Trinity Rep Christmas Carol, and everybody's going to get to see that this year.
Right.
You don't have to buy a ticket or anything. And so this is along those lines. It just wouldn't have happened any other way. And that's terrific, because everybody gets to see it,
yes,
get exposed to it. And then, you know what, it comes around in the regular form next year, and maybe you'll think about going.
Right. And we can also remember that Giving Tuesday is coming up, and these nonprofits, especially in the arts, are just need, you know, when the way that they make their income is through performances and ticket sales. So that if anyone is feeling generous out there, think about what cultural and artistic areas that you might be able to give a little something to.
Sounds good. All right. Martha, so great. I'm so glad that we had a chance to talk about that, because I know it's an important part of your life, and we don't talk about it very often. But I wanted to this morning. We were just thinking about some things like Christmas in Newport and some other things, so it just crossed my mind, and I'm so glad we had a chance to talk about it. Excellent. You can find out more. What's the Island Moving Company's website?
It is islandmovingco.org.
Fantastic. All right, my friend. Well, safe travels, and we will speak to you. Are you going to be in Miami on Monday?
I actually will be traveling. So, Bruce, why don't you and I figure out what my plane flights are so I can figure out when I can call in?
You've got it. Think of me as your travel agent. Sounds good. All right. Safe travel, my friend. I will talk to you soon. Thanks very, very much, Martha Parker. Team One Newport, the Regatta Report. And speaking of travel, let's get to it here. WADK's exclusive VD Mercedes-Benz, VD Volvo Cars of Tiverton Bridge Traffic Report. And looking at a slow ride on the Mount Hope Bridge right now, however, it looks better and better on the Newport Pell Bridge. Now, they're getting finished with this phase of the deck reconstruction project for the winter. By the end of the week, we should be back both lanes, both directions, two lanes. You'll be able to whip over that bridge just like you did in the olden days. But right now, it's still just sort of putting things away and such, so we do have some slow spots. Westbound, after you get on the bridge, you were looking at a slow bit of traffic as you start to make your way up that incline. So watch for a construction crew in the right-hand lane there. Afterwards, you move well both directions on the Newport Pell Bridge out to the Jamestown-Verrazano Bridge, where you do have a right-lane restriction for the length of the bridge, just slowing you down a tad. Watch out for that. So we've got about 8 minutes or so in each direction from the Boston Neck Road exit to the foot of the downtown Newport exits. On the Mount Hope Bridge, we're hard at work up there, so we're slow in both directions, mid-span to Bristol. Plan to spend some good quality time up there. And on the Saconnet River Bridge, you move well in both directions from Portsmouth to the VD side of the river, up Route 24 to the Fish Road exit, the VD exit, where it is always VD and U. And we'll check the bridges again in less than 30 minutes.
This portion of programming is sponsored by Compassion International. Give a special year-end gift to a child in extreme poverty this Christmas with Compassion International. Text the word GIFT to 83393. That's GIFT to 83393.
Hi, this is Stephanie at Coastal Foot and Ankle. We would like to thank everyone for the stellar year we've had. Coastal Foot and Ankle is a multi-practice podiatric doctor's office specializing in surgical and non-surgical foot and ankle issues. Dr. Jonathan Saborin is the doctor of podiatric medicine at Coastal Foot and Ankle. We participate with most major insurance companies and are currently accepting new patients. We are located at 850 Aquidneck Avenue in the back of the Middletown Commons Plaza. We also have a location in Fall River. recover from Massachusetts. We at Coastal Foot and Ankle strive to bring you comprehensive care that is also compassionate. When you call Coastal Foot and Ankle to make an appointment, you talk to a person. You don't have to push 15 buttons to get to a live person. We want patients to come in and feel like they are more than a number. We want you to be heard, and we want you to be part of the Coastal Foot and Ankle family. Our phone number is 401-849-2157. You can find us online at coastalfootdoc.com. From Dr. Saborn and all of us here, thank you for being part of the Coastal Foot and Ankle family.
Celebrate the holidays at Island Wine and Spirits, located in historic downtown Newport, with a large variety of wine, beer, and spirits, including local offerings. Shop their Thanksgiving sale November 20th through 28th, either in person, delivery, or order ahead in curbside pickup when you visit their website, islandwineri.com. Don't forget to join the Cheers Rewards program for extra savings on all your purchases. Conveniently located at 289 Broadway in Newport. Happy holidays from Island Wine and Spirits.
This Saturday and every Saturday afternoon at 1, WADK, WADK.com, and Corrigan Financial present Classic High School Football as we bring you some of our game broadcasts from the last 20 years. And this Saturday, it's Rogers against Middletown, a game that was played in September of 2006. This is Bob Angel. Joining me on the coverage that day were Jim Ascoli and Chris Richards. Classic High School Football, Saturdays at 1 on WADK and WADK.com. Brought to you by O'Brien's Pub, Gustav White Sotheby's International Realty, A1 Roofing and Construction, Midtown Oyster Bar and the Surf Club, Clements Marketplace, Newport Propane, West Main Pizza of Portsmouth, and by Corrigan Financial.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This Thanksgiving, think outside the oven and get Thanks Grilling with Ace. Get a new grill and choose from top brands like Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg to add even more flavor to your Thanksgiving turkey, side dishes, and desserts. Plus, right now, get free assembly and delivery on all grills and accessories $3.99 and up. For the best help on the best grills, stop by your local Ace and get Thanks Grilling. Ace Rewards members only through December 24th. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
WADK Weather.
Today, brisk and colder with lots of sunshine, high 39. Tonight, clear and cold, low 25. Periods of clouds and sunshine tomorrow, high 47. Patchy clouds tomorrow night, low 45. Kicking off the weekend Friday, partly sunny and milder, high 57. Mainly clear Friday night, low 45. Looking ahead to Saturday, partly sunny with a high of 56. I'm Cheryl Golden on 1540 WADK.
Take WADK to work for the talk of the town with Bruce Newberry. Bruce talks with local newsmakers, local celebrities, and you. Weekday mornings from 9 to noon, WADK.
So we're talking in the changeover with Bob Angel about this little guy who was having a birthday, and he has this huge name. And his name, and so I said, hey, I have his prom date here because I'm reading the story about this little kid whose parents set up a bank account for her, and her name is Xanthi, X-A-N-T-H-E, Xanthi. I think it's Xanthi. There is a Xanthi. Wait, hang on here. I have a pronouncer from how to pronounce names and stuff. So we can figure this thing out. There is a voice actress who has this first name. So let's see how she would pronounce her name.
The following pronunciation is brought to you by...
Okay, everything's a commercial, right?
Xanthi.
Xanthi. Thank you. Is that it?
Xanthi.
Xanthi. Okay. X-A-N-T-H-E.
Do we have the correct pronunciation of your name?
Yes, you do. Yes, because there's not much you can do with Bruce. So thank you very much. Xanthi. So the kid's name is Xanthi. And she is the daughter of a couple named John and Kate. right? What are you expecting, like Moon Unit and Hepzibah or something? They are, I believe they're British. And so John and his wife, Kate, have a daughter named Xanthi. What, did they not want the kid to be first and getting called on in school? And so they got Xanthi a newly launched children's debit card. Now, banks have long offered basic savings accounts for kids, right? Maybe you may have done this for your own kids, or maybe it was done for you. You know, you go to the bank, we're going to get you a little bank account, teach you how to bank and how to save. Here's the first dollar, and off you go. I know they don't do that anymore, which is part of the problems that we're having in this world, but can't solve everything. Baby steps. So John runs a charity, and he says the earlier we can start the learning process of using a card, the earlier she can learn. And what she can learn about is that you can't just go out and buy a horse, because she got her bank card. She's six, and she spent the next week Googling how to buy a horse. Well, why not? Right? I mean, everybody had a dream, right? Maybe it's a bike. Maybe it's a small island. I don't, whatever. The earlier we can start the learning process of using a card, the earlier she can learn you can't just go out and buy a horse. Well, if I may, sire, bloke, the problem with society is that it's what you do with that. Do you say, okay, Xanthi, you can't just go out and buy a horse. You have to wait for the government to buy it for you. Or do you say, when you are a success and when you have made of yourself in the world and earned enough to buy this horse, then you can buy the horse. Do you see how we used to teach one and now we kind of teach the other? Where does this guy go? Well, he runs a charity. So where do you think he goes? Stick your hand out, Xanthi. Right? I mean, I hope not. I hope that, but how can we think anything else? If I go down to the bottom of this story here, do I find that the kid, you know, started her own a money management firm? And, you know, let me see here. Palo Alto-based father of eight, allowances, spending. Not seeing a happy ending here for Xanthi. Xanthi does not end up being her own person, a success, doesn't go on Shark Tank with some invention and makes $1 million and buys a horse. Doesn't happen that way. On the other hand, I'm not seeing that there was a government handout here that shows. Now, I'm seeing Xanthi in a photo, and she's standing in front of a corral full of horses, and she's wearing a riding helmet. So maybe it did work out for this kid. I hope it did. I hope that she's terribly successful and a self-made millionaire and that she can buy all the horses that she wants. Very good. So the point is that it's a good thing to teach your kid about money and stuff. And the bank over there says that it's an opportunity for financial technical firms to offer apps to tech-savvy kids and teenagers. And it learns you how to manage money. Now, this card that the guy got for Xanthi allows parents to transfer money to the children's account, set spending limits, and receive notifications of their purchases. In the U.S., there are companies with names like Greenlight, Step, and Copper, who are trying to capture the Ute market. Greenlight is a brand of J.P. Morgan Chase. They're building a Chase bank down the street from my house. And I don't read a lot of financial news, but what I read in here, Chase is opening up in different states. So apparently, right? Shop small. Let's go local. JP Morgan Chase. Yeesh. All right. Onward and Bayward.
1540 WADK. Here's your Boating in the Bay report.
We have a small craft advisory for Rhode Island Sound on Narragansett Bay. It gets better as the day goes on here. Northwest winds at 10 to 15, gusting to 25, calming down this evening. Waves 2 to 3 feet, down to a foot or less by tonight. Tomorrow, west winds at 5 to 10, and waves 2 to 3 feet. Winds could become a little gusty tomorrow. On Rhode Island Sound, there is a small craft advisory. Right now, the winds are northwesterly at 15 to 20. The next high tide in Newport Harbor will be tonight at 10:22. The sun sets at 4:24. Sunrise tomorrow at 6:38. The moon is waxing crescent. And right now along the Newport waterfront, we have sunny skies. The temperature is leapt to 33. And that's Boating in the Bay on WADK.
One of Newport's all-time, long-time favorites, O'Brien's Pub. Loved by locals and tourists. You don't need reservations, just come on in. All of today's safety protocols are in place. Treat yourself to all those great choices from O'Brien's extensive menu. Sandwiches, wraps, soups and salads, grilled pizza, gourmet mac and cheese, dinner entrees, and a gluten-free menu. Open every day at 11:30. It's all about good food, good friends, good times. O'Brien's Pub, 501 Thames.
1540 WADK.
Here is 1 minute of what you should know on this Wednesday. A nationally renowned health expert from Providence says schools should stay open, closing them should be a last resort. Dr. Ashish Jha from Brown University School of Public Health told ABC 6 schools are not places where there is major amounts of spread happening. The two teachers' unions in the state are clamoring for the state to move to virtual learning. And the Commissioner of Education announced the state will be starting a school COVID testing program in school, so the likelihood becomes less and less. Governor Raimondo told 12 News she reached out to Pfizer and asked if Rhode Island could be part of its corona immunization pilot program. Pfizer named Rhode Island and three other states to get the vaccine earlier than elsewhere. The governor's corona press briefing is moving to Thursday starting this week, except for next week with Thanksgiving. And the Rhode Island Turnpike and Bridge Authority says it's done for the season, the third phase of the deck rehabilitation project on the Newport Pell Bridge. Your weather word, sunny, breezy, and cold. Details on the way on 1540 WADK.
In every season, there's always a good reason to stop by Fifth Ward Liquor. Seth is always on the lookout for great new features while maintaining a super selection and sensational savings. Now in stock, Kentucky Pumpkin Barrel Ale, Bud Light Platinum Seltzer Variety Packs, Harpoon Dunkin' Donuts IPA, and Rock Hill Farm Single Barrel Bourbon. Fifth Ward has Jefferson Reserve Bourbon, $57.99. Also in stock, $17.92 Full Proof Bourbon. Look for 888 Vodka on sale, $23.99. Religion Blanco Tequila, $43.99. Gordon's Gin 175s, $20.99. And Canadian Club Whiskey 175s, $25.99. All this and so much more at Fifth Ward Liquor, 695 Lois Thames. Curbside service still available and free delivery to Aquidneck Island and Jamestown. 847-4545.
The fun starts quicker with Fifth Ward Liquor. You better take the fifth.
Eugene Nason's Heating and Air Conditioning, serving Newport and Narragansett since 1918, would like to remind you that it's time to service your heating system or plan an air conditioning upgrade. Don't wait until your old system leaves you out in the cold or wilting from the heat. Trust the company that's been taking care of Aquidneck Island for 100 years. Eugene Nason's, big enough to serve all your heating and air conditioning needs, small enough to care. Call them today at 847-2497.
For quality replacement windows and doors, along with personalized guidance and service, contact Humphreys Building Supply, your Marvin replacement dealer. Our team will guide you through the entire replacement process by selecting designs and options that reflect your style. Replacement windows and doors from Marvin can improve the comfort, functionality, and energy efficiency of your home. Visit Humphreys Building Supply for Marvin replacement windows in Tiverton at the Marvin Design Gallery in Middletown or online at buildwiththeh.com.
Looking to grow your business or expand your network? If so, the Southern Rhode Island Chamber of Commerce is the place for you. We are a member-based organization whose purpose is to grow businesses within our community. Located in Wakefield, Rhode Island, we offer a range of services such as continuing education, networking opportunities, state and local advocacy, referrals, and so much more.
Membership is only $285 annually,
and we offer flexible payment plans that can fit any budget. To learn more, visit our website at srichamber.com. We look forward to working with you.
The Big Ticket with Teddy Horn will now be airing daily from 4 to 5 p.m. on AM 1540 WADK.
They say the next big thing is here, but to me it seems quite clear that it's all just a little bit of history repeating.
In this half hour, we're going to go shopping with our friend Erica Vetrini. Always love to talk to Erica. Chaka, 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 chaka. Oh, I get to play Jolene today. Dolly Parton is in the news. Did you hear about this? Dolly Parton actually had a hand in the vaccine. Yeah. And it's very exciting. It's just a good story. Of course, we love Dolly Parton anyway. Who doesn't? But even another reason to think kindly of her and so forth. She actually had a hand in the breakthrough of the Moderna vaccine. And here's how. In April, back in the dark days of the pandemic, Dolly Parton donated $1 million to coronavirus research at Vanderbilt University. And that donation helped fund the vaccine, the research for the vaccine, which this week became the second coronavirus vaccine with a stunningly high success rate. Parton's name appears in the preliminary report on the vaccine, right next to the National Institutes of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, which Dr. Fauci heads, and Emory University. I would love to see that. You know, it's like those announcements they make at the end of the shows on PBS, right? You know, Nature was funded in part by the National Institute of this and such a foundation. And Dolly Parton. She originally donated to Vanderbilt University Medical Center in honor of her friend and Vanderbilt professor of surgery, Dr. Najee Abumrad. The Moderna vaccine is 94.5% effective against coronavirus. But now it's become this me too and hold my beer kind of thing. Because today, the Pfizer vaccine says, oh yeah, you're 94%? We're 95%. So now we'll see what Moderna comes back. Just this morning, Pfizer, and it's actually not Pfizer again, it's its German partner, BioNTech. The efficacy of the vaccine was 95%. And now it has the 2 month safety data, 2 months of safety data. And now Pfizer is going to apply for emergency U.S. authorization within days. Now, this is now, of course, everybody's jumping on a bandwagon, and it's a little bit of a head scratcher as to why this would be said in this way. But Governor Raimondo is out in a couple of different places saying, I asked about that. I talked to them. I mean, she, before the end of the day, it'll be that she invented it, you know? And I don't mean to be flip about it. Well, maybe I do. But she actually said to Channel 12, oh, yeah, I've been talking to Pfizer. And then last night in her email, she sends out, let me read it to you. Hi, Bruce. Because I am special. I am a rare gem, and so I get the governor's email addressed to me. I actually get two copies of it, and the other one comes to some other email address of mine, and it says, hello, friend. So it's, what is it? What do they use? MailChimp, Constant Comment, Constant Contact. Constant Comment's a T. Constant Contact. Hi, Bruce. Earlier today, Pfizer announced that it selected Rhode Island to be part of its U.S. COVID-19 immunization pilot program. Today's announcement ensures that Rhode Island will be ready on day one to distribute this vaccine. This didn't happen by accident, says the governor. We have been in regular contact with Pfizer multiple times a week, as they have been ramping up their distribution planning. I'll take jumping on the bandwagon for 500, Alex, rest in peace. And we are an ideal candidate for the planning committee because of our robust immunization infrastructure. That wouldn't be possible without our incredible medical community, which has worked hard to make us a national leader in immunization rates. Oh, Governor. While this makes the light at the end of the tunnel a little brighter, we're still not out of the woods. We still need to follow the three W's, blah, blah, blah. Okay. You know, it's not a good look. I mean, shouldn't somebody else have said, hey, it was great that the governor, you know, was able to see this and had the vision. But when you're standing around going, oh, me too, I did this, I did me, you know. I don't know. But be that as it may. So now the next step in all this, and of course, as I said, the reality and the grown-up conversation that you need to have is that this could not have happened if the president, who's the president today and will be the president until January 20th, were not still the president. If you had had a President Biden, a President Hillary, a president whoever, wouldn't have happened. Would be stuck. Well, we're going to have a task force. We're going to have a committee. We're going to have a subcommittee. And we're going to take it under advisement. And 5 years. Trump convenes back in March. Gets it done. When was Operation Warp Speed? August, September? Oh, he's just trying to get elected. Well, he didn't. And it is his legacy. And it'll never be acknowledged because there are so many people who just hate that man. Bad man Orange. Guess what? He cured your bleeping corona. Time for WADK's exclusive VD Mercedes-Benz VD Volvo Cars of Tiverton Bridge Traffic Report. We're improving by the half hour here on the Newport Pell Bridge as we get ready to just return to full two lanes in each direction. Driving pleasure. How luxurious. Got a good ride right now, both directions, end to end. We haven't said that in a while. And you're still slow through that construction zone as they finish the putting Humpty Dumpty back together again deal there. That's construction talk. Jamestown-Verrazano Bridge looking good. Right lane restriction. Looking good westbound, right lane restriction eastbound, 7 minutes or so from Boston Neck Road to the foot of the downtown Newport exits. Mount Hope Bridge, slow midspan to Bristol. They're working there. Will be all day today and the rest of the week. And the Sakana River Bridge looks oh so fine from Portsmouth to the VD side of the river, where it is always VD, and you will check it again in less than 30 minutes.
This portion of programming is sponsored by PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. It's important for your food to love you. We're talking about food that gives you energy, builds your immune system, and fights off diseases. A vegan diet loves you. Do yourself a favor and try vegan.
Becky's Barbecue, East Main Road, Middletown, serves authentic Southeastern Pit barbecue. Spice up your holiday party with affordable catering to go. Too tired or busy to cook? Get dinner to go. Need a gift that's sure to please? Gift certificates available. Becky's Barbecue.
Bridge Liquors is now open 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 10 to 6 on Sundays. Their large selection of great-priced rosé wines includes Palm Rosé at $14.99. Bud, Miller, and Coors 30-packs are still only $22.99. Bridge Liquors, 23 Connell Highway, Newport, 848-9200 and bridgeliquors.com.
This is John Martin with an AARP Rhode Island update. No one is immune from scams, and that includes our nation's veterans, who we honor and thank this month. In fact, scammers specifically target veterans, assuming they have a regular stream of income from the VA. Scams can involve going after pension or disability benefits, fake requests for personal identification information, charity scams, phony rebate offers, and more. Be on guard. The VA will not request personal information by phone, text, or email. Use sites such as CharityNavigator.org before donating and trust your instincts. If it sounds too good to be true, you know the rest. When it comes to fraud, vigilance is our number one weapon. You have the power to protect yourself. If you're a caregiver watching after a veteran, you may have a role to play as well. For more information, go to aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork. Keep up to date on the latest scams and sign up for free watchdog alerts from AARP.
You get up, maybe exercise a bit, take a shower.
And while getting dressed, decide which mask to wear today.
Maybe a few different ones. One for daytime, one for night. Never enough masks.
Wearing a mask is fashionable, caring, and everyone is wearing them at Carty's Furniture and Mattresses.
Nice mask, Pete.
I like yours too, Ron.
Let's all mask up, social distance, and beat this.
Hashtag crush COVID RI. Oops, almost forgot my extra sweater.
You already have a sweater.
Never enough sweaters.
Seasons are changing, and we need to rethink our actions as we navigate through these times. We want to help, so we've developed a program called Yes, We're Open. Every Tuesday at noon on AM 1540 WADK, Bruce Newberry will be talking to area business owners and managers about what they're doing to survive and thrive. Topics will include safety protocol measures, special offers, sales, live and virtual events, and so much more. So tune in every Tuesday at noon to be educated and entertained. You can also visit WADK.com or Mix993.com and click on the Yes, We're Open banner for links and updated information. Please support local business. They're counting on you. This program is brought to you by
Carty's Furniture and Mattresses, Corrigan Financial, Newport Propane, VD's Automotive Group, Soul Desire, and Run Newport.
WADK weather.
Today, brisk and colder with lots of sunshine, high 39. Tonight, clear and cold, low 25. Periods of clouds and sunshine tomorrow, high 47. Patchy clouds tomorrow night, low 45. Kicking off the weekend Friday, partly sunny and milder, high 57. Mainly clear Friday night, low 45. Looking ahead to Saturday, partly sunny with a high of 56. I'm Cheryl Golden on 1540. WADK.
Little Compton's Information Station, 1540 WADK.
Well, the holidays are going to be a lot different, right? In this year like no other. But we still have to have that spirit. And I think we're going to still have the spirit. Here's somebody that's going to help to enjoy and celebrate safely, distancing and all of that stuff. Who would know better than how to do this than our friend, a TV host, working mom, Erica Vetrini. Erica, nice to have you back with us. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me. Happy to be here.
So good to have you back here. And I'm so glad that you're on this. You have nothing less than an entertaining survival guide for us.
I do. You know what? It's a different sort of celebration this holiday season. But we're going to do it. We're going to have fun. And we're going to do it safely. And I've partnered with some wonderful brands to give us tips on how to do just that.
Okay. So if we're coming up on Thanksgiving, but you know what? All of the holidays are about sharing food, and we've got to be with the fam. So we want to maybe have some better ways to do that. What do you have?
For sure. I host about 25 for Thanksgiving, at, I usually do. This year is just going to be my immediate family, and so that I've decided to switch gears a bit and keep things super simple so that I can spend more quality time with my family. And in fact, Chinette Brand did a survey where 35% indicated that they were going to be using disposable tableware this holiday season.
Wow.
For those groups. Exactly, yeah, because they want to make sure they can spend more time with the family. And the CDC recommends the exact same thing, to use one-time use only items. So in saying that, though, I'm a host by nature, right? I like these to be pretty and festive. So my only suggestion is to make sure that you use the Chinette Cup Crystal Collection, because it's stylish, it's beautiful, and it's sturdy. Their plates, their cups, and their cutlery come in this perfectly coordinated curated collection that just looks fabulous on your table. It really looks like a table setting. And it's really perfect for the host who wants to spend less time in the kitchen and more time with the ones they love.
Excellent. So are these chinette pieces individual plates? Are there serving pieces? Cutlery goes with them?
They have a lot of everything, but the Chinette Crystal Collection includes different sized plates, different sized cups, as well as cutlery. So it's got everything that you need.
Oh, nice. All right. That's excellent. I hadn't put those dots together, and I don't know why, but the CDC recommends it. It makes perfect sense. And part of the issue is that we want to be sure that we're just having things that have been touched the least amount. So that makes perfect sense.
Exactly.
Great.
It's the least amount of contact and touches on an item is what we're going for here, no matter how small you're.
The position that a lot of people are in, and there are a lot of companies that are really savvy to this, we're going to have a lot of first-time hosts this year, aren't we?
I know. And I'm just thinking back to when I was the first-time host and how chaotic and crazy that was.
Right.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I say right, except I suppose the saving grace would be that probably when you were the first-time host, you still had the kind of big numbers, and this year it at least is a small number, so you've got that going for you. It's still a little bit of a tentative moment, a little bit of a risk.
For sure. Especially, well, and you know what? The first thing they're going to want to do is not cook the turkey, but that's not my advice. My advice is do cook the turkey.
Yes.
Go small or go big and have lots of leftovers. It's perfectly fine. If you mess up a little bit, it's a turkey, okay? It's okay. It's going to taste good no matter what. Just cover it with all kinds of stuff. My other tip, though, and this is a really big one, and it's what I use, is use Target to help you out. So Target has these safe, contactless services, their drive-up, their order pickup, or their same-day delivery via Shipt, that can get you everything that you need for the holiday season, including fresh and frozen groceries. So you can get your frozen turkey delivered, your fresh string beans that you can cook the way you want. You can even get ready-made garlic mashed potatoes or appetizers like brie with some fig and rosemary crackers. They've got everything you need, and they're doing something even better this year. They're enhancing their services. They've got 8,000 more drive-up spots, and they also, Shipt has 100,000 more shoppers to make it even easier and even safer this holiday season. So they really have you covered. And like, I have all this stuff in front of me today, a full feast basically, and everything was delivered same day, which is key, from Target. I love that about them.
Excellent.
It might be like, as a first-time host, it's a little chaotic for you. It's hard, you know?
Of course.
You need multiple deliveries.
No, that's excellent. I'm seeing, I don't know whether this is just something that I've missed all of these years, but what seems to be a hot appetizer this year is the brie.
Oh, it's great. You don't have to just serve it the way it is. You can wrap it in some phyllo, pastry dough, and bake it. And then you can put some jam. Oh, it's so good. It's so good.
So good. Yeah. You're the second person to recommend brie on the Thanksgiving table here, Erica. So I think we're onto something here.
Do it. You're going to love it.
All right. What other tips do you have, Erica Vetrini, to help us enjoy the holidays?
So we mentioned this too. One is we talked about the smaller gatherings, but just not to skip on the traditions, because it's the tradition, the meal, the whole thing that really makes us feel like we are celebrating, right? So don't skip on those things. And the other thing is, because it's a smaller group, you're not going to have everybody that you usually see sitting at your dinner table. Reach out to those folks. Make sure you keep in contact. Make sure you tell those people how much you care and that you are thinking of them, whether it be Zoom or Facebook or even just a phone call. Just make sure that we connect this holiday season. I think we're starting to become a little bit introverted and we're all kind of getting enclosed. Don't. You know, we got to make sure we keep connected.
You're so right. And, you know, it's interesting because we're coming at this from a whole bunch of directions, but it all comes down to how can we make this a holiday to remember? How can we make sure that we have the great spirit and the love and the caring that we have, even though there may not be 35 or 40 of us, maybe there's only going to be four. But yeah, that's the way to do it. Another way is to think in terms of perhaps if you've got some folks who, or one or two people who made something special, and that's not going to be at your table, think about that ahead of time so that you're not sitting there going, oh, we don't have Aunt So-and-so's green beans or whatever. Think about that ahead of time, and perhaps there's something that may take the place. It's never going to completely take the place, but at least you'll have the space on the table filled.
For sure. And actually, that's the perfect point. My husband's grandmother always makes something called pineapple bake. I mean, we all love it.
Yeah.
So she won't be here. I'm going to make it. Nice. So I'm going to make sure that I make things that everybody loves. I make sure it's present and it's there so we don't feel like we're missing out.
Good. Excellent job, Erica. That's terrific. And I think we'll get through this. It will be like no other. And you know what? Some new stuff will come out of this that we'll enjoy. So where can we go for more information on all this?
You can head to my website, which is ericavetrini.com, and everything will be right there.
Fantastic. Erica Vetrini, E-R-E-K-A, Vetrini. You've got it. All right, my friend. Have a very, very happy Thanksgiving, you and your family, whoever you're celebrating with. And thanks again for being with us.
Thank you and your viewers. Stay safe, everyone. Have a happy holiday.
All right. Take good care. And that is a taste of how we do the whole holiday entertaining thing this year with the less and fewer and all of that. As you know, I do work with a few folks who are in the restaurant biz, and we're all thinking of that. It's going to be a different type of a Thanksgiving this year. And so, for example, my friend Lou Perella, every Thanksgiving does veggie lasagna. And it's an entirely different experience. It is not the big, cheesy, ricotta, meaty thing. It's all vegetable. It's vegetarian. It's not vegan, but it's vegetarian. It has layers of eggplant instead of the noodles. And it has broccoli, and it has peppers, and it has onions, and Lou's marinara. And it's light, and it could fill that bill, that space on the table that we're talking about, because you don't have that casserole or that special dish that particular person. So drink to better days, and call Lou Perella, by all means. And some great ideas from some folks like Erica Vetrini. No doubt about it. It's a week from tomorrow.
Corrigan Financial believes everyone needs a financial plan, but perhaps it's one of life's big decisions that you've been putting off. Are you soon to be concerned with paying for a college education? Are you approaching that time when you need to provide help for aging parents? And what about you and your eventual retirement? For decision-making processes like these, that's where Corrigan Financial comes in. Every new client starts with a comprehensive financial plan. Clients work with their own team of credentialed planners, investment professionals, and support staff, including CPAs, CFPs, and CMAs, to help make informed decisions and move in the right direction financially. It's a planning process that is ongoing, with updates at least annually. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, everything begins with a plan tailored specifically for you. Welcome to the world of Corrigan Financial, celebrating 30 years of helping families and businesses get from where they are to where they want to be.
From the VD Mercedes-Benz, VD Volvo Cars of Tiverton Studios, this is your hometown information station, 1540 WADK Newport.
The people at Laurel Mead are amazing. All feel as if we're being taken care of by the loveliest people who are kind and considerate. Somebody will always say, oh, will you join us for dinner? It makes you feel welcome because you're being with other people and your life is stimulating all the time. We're on this beautiful campus with 22 acres. It's a very happy